I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Got a question, problem, or challenge for me to address? I'll make it as easy as possible for you to ask it and for me to answer it. Post to Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag AskDreAllDay. Any question that you have, any challenge, any problem, I'll get it. I'll go through them. I'll pick the best ones and address them right here on this podcast. You can even email me with the subject line AskDreAllDay, hashtag AskDreAllDay on Twitter, Instagram, or email. I will get your question, do it in audio or video, and I'll address it right here on this podcast. Let's get to it. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mirror of Motivation, your self-guide to self-discipline. If you want to have more discipline over yourself, this is the only book you need. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/MOM. Welcome to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all this, we give you a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And we put all of this together. You get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and today we are talking leadership. I want to talk to you about three specific things that every leader must be. I got this actually, I saw Robert Kiyosaki write this out in a tweet, I believe. It was a while ago that he wrote this, but I came across it a few weeks ago, and it was a great idea for an episode, and that's why we're talking about it today. For those of you who are not familiar with Robert Kiyosaki, maybe you're familiar with his most popular work, which is a book titled Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I remember reading that book when I was in college, I believe maybe 2001 or the summer of 2002. It was a Word document that I had gotten it off eBay for maybe 99 cents, this Word document of this book. And reading that book is what led me to entrepreneurship. When I read that book, it changed the very ideas that I had been taught in my 19 or 20 years, whatever age I was at that time. All the ideas that I had been taught about money, about work, about business, about leverage, about just putting yourself in a position to do what you want to do in life. That book changed my entire thought process. So when people ask me, what was it that led you to being an entrepreneur? The number one thing, the first thing that planted the seed in my mind was reading this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which again is written by Robert Kiyosaki, who said these things that I'm going to, now he didn't say the explanations, but he gave these three descriptions of a person who is going to be a leader. I'm going to fill in with the meat and potatoes of all of that in today's episode. Now, the reason that I'm talking about this, knowing that this is, again, the topic is three things that every leader must be, is because this podcast is for people who are moving themselves into, establishing themselves as, or already are in a position of leadership. And I don't mean, when I say leadership, that doesn't mean you have to be the class president, or you have to start your own business, or even that you have to be a supervisor or a manager wherever you are, or even that you got to have anyone who has to listen to you at home. What I mean when I say leadership is, first of all, you got to lead yourself. If you can't lead yourself, then you can't lead anybody else. Leading yourself means you know what you want. You know what you want to do. You know where you want to go. You know who you want to be. And you are willing and able to do what's necessary. Have the tough conversations with yourself. Do the things that you may not always feel like doing, which is discipline, believing in yourself and inspiring yourself to go do what you're supposed to do, which is confidence, pushing yourself to do things even when you haven't really been getting the outcomes that you thought you'd be getting. That's the mental toughness, and making yourself move even when there's nothing forcing you to move. That's the personal initiative. See, to lead yourself, you have to have all of those elements that we talk about and work on your game every single day. So therefore, that's why leadership is an oft touched on topic of this show. So let's get into our points today. Three things that every leader must be. And again, these leaders, the leader I'm talking about here can be an individual for you leading yourself. It's always going to be you leading yourself. It can be for leading amongst a business group, a sports group, a family, anywhere that you could possibly put yourself in a position of leadership or find yourself in that position. These apply to all of them, and I will explain along the way why. Number one, a leader must be a dreamer. Yes, a dreamer. A leader must be someone who has a vision. You can substitute dreamer with visionary. A person who has a plan, a person who sees something that does not yet exist, but they can sell everybody else on that vision of what does not yet exist and sell them on doing what needs to be done in order to accomplish that vision, in order to make that vision real. Do you see possibilities? See, if you're going to be a leader, you have to be more than a realist. Some people like to call themselves realists, meaning I see things exactly as they are, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to make it better. I'm not going to make it sound any better than it is. Usually realists do a good job of making things sound worse than they are, in my opinion. And it's my podcast. I don't have to tell you it's my opinion. Being a dreamer means you see the possibilities. You look at a situation, whether that situation is yourself, your life, your job, the sport that you play, whatever you're involved in, and you say to yourself, what are the possibilities here? Where can this go? How big can this get? How good can I be? What could I possibly do given the situation that I'm dealing with? If you're going to lead yourself or other people, you got to be able to paint them a picture, not of what already is, because they can probably already see what already is, but also what the future is. Because if you want to motivate people to action, you have to give them a picture in their mind of what is going to result from their action. If people don't have a vision of what's going to happen from their action, then they have no hope. That's what hope is. Hope is looking at a situation and seeing it bigger and better than it already is. Despair is when you look at a situation and you can't see it getting any bigger or any better than it already is, and you're just stuck there, kind of on a treadmill to nowhere, because it can't get any better, it can't go any further. So the leader must, number one, be a dreamer slash visionary, seeing something where most people see nothing. Because if everybody can see the same thing that you're seeing, if you haven't said anything to them yet, if you haven't painted the picture yet, but they can see what you're seeing, what qualifies you to be the leader? What qualifies the leader is that you can see what everybody else is not seeing. And on top of that, this is important, you must be able to communicate that vision to everyone whom you want to follow you. Everyone you want to follow you has to be able to see that vision that you have. You have to have the skill of communicating what that vision is, what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, how it's going to get done. Look at political campaigns. Candidates, winning candidates do this often. Even the losing candidates, at least they try to do it. They don't do it as well as the winning candidate. They paint a picture for you of what's going to happen. If you do this thing that I want you to do, this is what's going to happen. When Barack Obama ran, his campaign was about hope. It was about change. It was, yes, we can, right? Wasn't that his campaign slogan? Yes, we can. We can do this. And again, it encompasses everything. And if you're going to run for president of a country with 300 billion people, you better make sure you do that. When Donald Trump ran for president, what did he say? He said, make America great again. And he sold enough people on that idea. Whether you agree with him or not, the point is he had a vision. He sold people the vision. This is what's going to happen if you do this thing that I want you to do, which is go to the polling places and vote for me. This is what we are going to get. And any leader must be able to do that. You want people to do what you want them to do, you got to give them a vision of what they're going to get in exchange for their action. Number two, and today's topic is three things every leader must be. Number two, a leader has to be a businessman or businesswoman. Let's just say business person, AKA, when I say businessman, because maybe the leadership that you're thinking about right now has nothing to do with making money or selling anything. AKA, it also means a producer of results. So when I say business person, that means you are producing a result. Not only are you doing the things that got to be done, but you're also getting something in exchange for what you're doing. That's what I mean when I say being the business person or the producer of results. Now, we know that getting value in exchange for what you do, that matters, right? Making money in exchange for working, that matters. Those of you who are at work right now or driving to work or coming home from work or you are thinking about work, while you're listening to me, you probably wouldn't be doing the work that you're doing if there was no money to be made from it, right? Money matters. So how are you going to make it? How are you going to produce the results that will compel whoever is going to be, the powers that be, the customers, the bosses, the supervisors, whoever, to give you the money that you want in exchange for the effort that you've put out, and even better, for the results that you've produced? Because I've already told you many times that just putting out effort is not going to be worth any money in the future. If you get paid for your effort right now, understand that that's going to change soon. Start focusing on the results you produce, not just the effort that you put out. Someone had asked me a question. They had requested that I respond to a question on this website called Quora, this app that I use, Q-U-O-R-A, where people will request that certain people answer questions. And I got a question about the person asked, I guess they were a player, it was a basketball themed question. How many hours do I need to train to, I don't remember what his goal was. Maybe he said to play in the NBA. How many hours do I need to train? And one of the main points that I made in my answer was that it's not about how many hours you train. It is about the skill level that you have developed, because you could train you could train 24 hours a day for 10 years. But if you have no skills, nobody's going to hire you to play for a pro basketball team just because you practice 24 hours a day every single day. You could practice as much time as you possibly have without the skill and the ability to perform those skills, and it doesn't matter. But that's a side note to what we're talking about here. Being a business person, someone who produces results and is able to generate a return for your results. What is the value that you or your team, your organization, what is the value you're offering, and how do you communicate that value to people? If you're going to be a leader, not only do you have to be good at what you do, not only do you have to produce results consistently, you need a mechanism for letting other people who aren't there every day with you, seeing you do this, a way of letting them know this is the value that we produce or that I produce. This is what you get from it. This is the payoff that you get from the value that I produce. And this is what I want for it in exchange. See, once you let them know what value you are producing and they're getting, then it should be easy for you to say, well, this is what I want for it in exchange. If I show you that following this method that I made up is going to make you $100 in the next week, then you shouldn't have a problem paying me $20 for the method that I'm going to teach to you through this manual that I just wrote up that I'm going to hand you as soon as you give me the money. See, you got to be able to communicate to people what it is you're actually doing for them. Then in exchange, it'll be easy for them to give you what you want in exchange for your work. Does that make sense to everybody? It's important that you ensure that you receive full value for what you offer. You want to make sure you're not shorting yourself, offering $100 in value, but you're only going to ask for $50 in exchange. You got to know exactly what your value is and make sure you're charging that amount to get that value back. And again, that's all the point of being the businessman. Number two, today's topic is three things that every leader must be. Point number three. So we know that every leader has to be a dreamer. You got to have a vision. We know that you got to be a business person, a producer of results who can get value in exchange for those results. What's the third thing you got to be a leader? You got to be an SOB, son of a bitch / asshole. That's the third thing that you have to be if you're going to be a leader. Now, those of you who are listening to this right now who are in a position of leadership, as a parent, at work, you're in a position of leadership. Maybe you own a business and you have people who are reporting to you. At work, you have people reporting to you. Maybe you are a coach or a teacher, or you're in some way, shape, or form in charge of some organization where people are looking to you for the final word or the first word for leadership. You understand this point very well, do you not? You have to be at times a son of a bitch / asshole to the people who are reporting to you or working for you or whatever the term is you want to use. Why? Because there are certain things that need to get done that people just don't want to do. There are certain times when people want to compromise on a certain circumstance or situation or a certain effort, and you don't want to compromise. There are going to be times when you forcing someone to do something that they don't want to do, or telling them to do something that they don't really want to do, that they're going to have to do anyway, that people are going to be a little bit pissed off at you. There are going to be times that there are certain things that need to get done, and you want them to get done a certain way by a certain time and a certain place by certain people, that not everyone quite agrees with. Maybe nobody else agrees with besides you as the leader, and you're going to have to piss some people off in order to get that thing done. Are you willing to do that? There are going to be times when someone in your organization, that could be your family, your team, your classroom, your business, does something that they really should not have done, is completely unacceptable, and you need to communicate to them in no uncertain terms that what they did is unacceptable and shall never be done again. Are you willing to do that and do it clearly? When are you willing to, as the leader or as the asshole in the group, when are you willing to walk away and say, listen, this thing's not going anywhere unless it's done the way that I say, or this thing is going somewhere unless this gets done the way that I say? When are you willing to be that SOB in your group? Because if you're not willing to be an SOB, if you're not willing to be the asshole in your group, I don't care if it's two people, it could be 2,000 people. If you're not willing to be that person that kind of pisses some people off sometimes, has some people unhappy with you, some people just not don't have too much of a favorable opinion of you, at least temporarily, because of some decision that you made or some action you took or some action that you forced them to take or some action that you stopped them from taking or some action that they took which you admonished them for. If you're not willing to deal with that discomfort, with that dis-ease, not a disease, but the lack of ease between, at least between you and that individual person or between you and that group of people. I mean, imagine being a politician where you have thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people who may at one time or another not be too happy with you. If you're not willing to deal with that, you are not fit to lead. And the leaders who are listening to me right now, you understand this point very well. There have been times for you, probably so far just in this year, we're 3 months into 2018, where you've had to be the SOB amongst your organization. Again, that could be with your kids, with your students, with your employees, with your the players who play for you, whatever. You had to be a bit of an SOB, and maybe you kind of came to them later and kind of explained to them why you had to be. Maybe you said, I'm not explaining a damn thing. This is what it is, and my way goes. Listen, whatever way you rule is the way that you rule, but you do need to be willing to be this person. And any of you who has a person around you who is in a position of leadership, and you're not quite in that position yet of leading other people, that is, ask them about this third point. Because the first two points, maybe you can see them yourself. I can see why I got to have a vision, and I can see why I got to be able to produce results and get something in exchange for my results. But this part about being an SOB, what about being a nice person? What about it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice? What about compassion and empathy and all of that? Listen, all those things are great. But if you're going to run a business, if you're going to run a successful business, if you're going to be a leader of a group that gets anywhere from where you are to where you want to go, you better be willing to be the asshole, because there are times you will need it. Everything's not going to be rainbows and sunshine. Let's recap today's topic, which is three things every leader must be. I got this from Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If you haven't read that book yet, I suggest that you do. Number one, leader must be a dreamer, a visionary. You got to see a future that everybody else cannot yet see. Paint the picture for them to see it, thus motivating them to action. Point number two, the businessman, aka the producer of results, who can also get a return on their results. All these things matter. You got to get a return for your effort. If you're just working, 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 and getting nothing in exchange, you'll probably stop working. How are you going to get a return on the efforts that you have put forth, you and your group have put forth, so that everybody can eat in exchange for doing their work? That's the way it works, right? Honest day's work, you get to eat. Number three. You got to be the son of a bitch slash asshole, the person who is willing to piss people off, be uncompromising, not compromise with anything that other people want to do, let people know when things are unacceptable, be willing to walk away or walk to a situation as a threat to let people know, listen, this is going to go the way that I want it to go because I'm the person in charge. Now, if you have a vision and you are also producing results and getting a return on that result, it won't be hard to be an asshole. Now, if you're not doing the first two, being an asshole will probably get you fired or get your head chopped off. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.